What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Anyways, yeah, I just wanted to give you a call on your consulting company, Held thing it is.
Yeah, Held.
Held Consulting. Yeah, so I just left a note and seen it. Insurance, it's restricted almost through all of our lenders. Luckily, Everest and BB will consider them, but I see the best us getting is an Everest approval. I also see that a lot of comparable working capital companies like Everest, such as Expansion, I think, and other companies. So he's not unfamiliar with, you know, kind of like getting shorter term options, but we'll have to see what they say.
He's had working capital in the past a while ago.
Yeah.
But it was through QuickBridge, and that was one of the things he was trying to avoid. You know, he was trying to get more money, trying to get a longer term. Rates aren't a factor. But he's really just trying to get the most that he can for the longest term possible. I feel like I've done a few other insurance companies, and I guess they might have gone through them, but...
The industry is constantly in flux when it comes to restricted industry, so... You know, when set, like, for example, like, used to do used car dealers, used to consider insurance, but now, like, it's newly restricted.
Okay. All right. And then as far as the trucking company?
We have more options for you.
Yeah, but I noticed on the tax return, they did, like, $2.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And he's carrying over a loss, you know, for tax reasons. I'm sure you've seen that he's got that $130,000 tax lien I'd mentioned in the write-up.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he's trying to carry over a large loss to get that wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, with that large loss, you know, he did $2.5 million in sales, and he's showing like $1.1 million loss.
Oof.
So our option for him...
Is that 2015 for the trucking company?
Yeah.
And he's filing he's not going for extension?
No, well, it is on extension, but the extensions are due in October. I think that's 15. Let me open it. Let me just make sure that I'm giving you correct information.
The consulting company was 2014, and they did...
Actually, that was the 14.
Yeah, because the consulting company, it seems like they went for a gain in 2014, but we don't have 15.
Yeah. So, do we have any options for trucking transportation that don't require tax returns?
We do. You know, I think that on deck, you know, BFS, business back, we have a lot more options. Now, on deck doesn't typically require tax returns, but the issue really here is how lenders are going to respond to the credit. It's decent with some, you know, positives and negatives. One negative is that they've been pulled a good amount recently. And then while they have some credit cards that are showing good pay, I'm seeing down at the bottom, they're maxed out. So we're just going to have to see how they respond to that. The one major issue I see is that there's an equipment lease that is delinquent for like $50,000. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah, I think that's current. He was explaining that. I mean, something happened with that. It's current now. And most of those inquiries that you'll see on there, are for equipment, because they do lease a lot of trucks and trailers. So I know there's a ton of inquiries, and a lot of them are similar, but, you know, you're looking at a Centium. Most of the ones that that I noticed, not most, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of them are for equipment, even though some of them do working capital.
Yeah.
The inquiries were in regards to equipment, not working capital.
Yeah. And they see, like, in 2016, he's good on his real estate loan. Now, the one thing that I haven't really seen before that he's delinquent on is from the Department of Defense, a government overpayment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what that is. But anyways, like I said, I just wanted to talk through it. Just wanted to talk through it, so nothing too serious. So, I got the consulting company out, and then they do trucking now. They do trucking for the oil and gas industry, I'm guessing.
What they do is they rent out. He had bought out a construction company and changed the name. I don't know why he did. He probably shouldn't have. I don't think he realized how restricted trucking and transportation is.
Mm-hmm.
in regards to all the things he likes to do, such as borrow money. But what they do is they rent heavy machinery to the oil and gas industry.
Okay.
And they also haul it there. And they will also, if they have a client that has equipment at a location and wants somebody to move it for them, they'll go and do that. So they're not as much of a trucking company as they are, you know, an equipment short haul and rental company. But, you know, they're listed as transportation, so that's what we got to roll with.
So do they make their money off of leasing the equipment mostly, or mostly off of doing their own long hauling with their own truckers? I mean,
No. They don't do any long hauling. They make their money mostly by renting equipment out. They do their own hauling to go and drop off their own heavy equipment at the location of where their clients are wanting to rent it and use it. And then they will also every now and then get a call from somebody saying, hey, because, you know, everybody in the area knows that they've got the equipment to haul it. We'll say, hey, you know, we need to get some equipment moved from this location to another. Do you guys want to do it? We'll pay you this. So it's kind of turned into another avenue of income for them, but it's not their key avenue of income.
Yeah, but they're mostly the ones leasing out the equipment. Is it trucks that they're leasing, or is it oil and drilling equipment?
No, it's mostly dozers, heavy dirt moving equipment that prep the sites for them to come in and bring in the oil and gas rigs.
Yellow iron, got it.
Yeah.
So they're renting out yellow iron, so equipment, non-titled vehicles, please tell me.
All non-titled, all off-road.
That could be good. That could play to our favor because usually like any sort of auto sales is restricted, and equipment leasing can be, but not as bad as auto, if I remember correctly. I'm going to look through my list here.
Yeah, I don't think rental yards are.
Yeah, no, I know we've gotten some of those equipment leases before, and so long as it's equipment, we should have some options. But yeah, we're going to need a separate
app. Typically with the auto, the concern is that they have a floor plan currently, you know, already on the books, and that takes precedent as far as blanket liens on everything. Some equipment dealerships, I guess, would, but, you know, we're not talking dealerships, we're talking re-rental. So they don't really have, you know, the floor plans. This guy definitely does not, so... Hopefully that's less of a concern.
Okay. Yeah, no, I hope so. We're just going to need that separate app. I mean, collect the tax return if he's got it. I'll try and find lenders that don't require it. Like I was thinking, OnDeck does something crazy here and the banks look solid, then maybe we can just avoid the tax return and do his $200K. But we're just going to have to see what the revenues look like first. There's other companies to try that would avoid a tax return.
I've got them. I mean, they're depositing about $250K a month. So nothing insane, but it's solid. And then he's got another partner that I'm trying to find out. It looks like there's another 30% partner, an owner.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find out what that guy's credit looks like, because that might help us as well if we submit both.
Yeah, because then we could potentially do new logic, maybe. I don't know if that's a good industry for them. But, yeah, no, that'll open up more options, especially if they have better credit.
Cool.
But, yeah. Yeah, okay. So I'll wait on. I got the insurance out to the two lenders that accept it. And then once I receive an app and just the app and banks for the equipment leasing company, I'll be shooting that off.
You're the man. I appreciate it.
Yep.
How was the show?
It's overwhelming.
Really?
In a good way. It was a different year, but I got to see my band Radiohead, and it was extremely exciting. Yeah, I know. Lydia, she wasn't terribly into him like how I was, but she said it was probably one of the best shows she's ever seen, so that's pretty good.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you got to kind of be in a certain frame of mind, too. But, you know, they put on such a good show. Their stage presence is so amazing that I can see that. Less of a fan would enjoy the show.
Well, what was cool about it, and I think that makes them different from like other shows, is that they do play slightly softer songs sometimes. And so sometimes they would pause and like there's 40,000 people around you, but nobody's saying anything. So it's like being in a crowd, but having it be completely silent. It's very surreal.
Wow.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was a great experience. So.
Very cool.
But yeah, I'm just getting back into the swing of things. Luckily, I had a day of rest and to travel yesterday, so. Yeah, I needed that.
Did you hit it very hard while you were there?
Pretty much, yeah. We didn't sleep much.
Good. You deserve that every once in a while.
Yeah.
Those days.
I know. I'm liking it now, but I'm also excited to be back and be like, oh, I can go to bed at like 10 tonight, you know, and just kind of get back to eating healthy again and all those things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you jumping on that deal. I will get you that other owner's information as quick as I can.
All right, cool. And the equipment leasing, and we'll move forward.
Yep, exactly.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bro. Bye.
Bye.